Okay, this is very important halachas as far as bedikas chametz. Unfortunately, we didn't have a chance to spend time learning the inyanim of bedikas chametz properly and more completely. But let's talk a little bit about matzah because it's very important. Matzah, mitzvah d'oraisa, extremely important. Okay, let's begin. The Gemara that we learned about a seiba on Kuf Ches Amud Aleph says a line. It's talking about a seiba. And it says, Toshma, we have a question. Does a shamish need to do a seiba or not? Does the waiter at the family house, do they need to do a seiba or not? So the Gemara says, Toshma, bring a raya, Damar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Hashamash, Sha'achal kezayis matzah, kishu meisiv yatzah. A shamish who eats a kezayis of matzah, when he does a seiba, he's yotzeh. So you see in the Gemara over here that in order to be yotzeh, the mitzvah of matzah, a person needs to have a kezayis. Number one, needs to have a kezayis. Number two, you see that it is enough to have a kezayis. You don't need to have more than a kezayis. Okay, that's an important point which comes out from this Gemara of the Seba. It's really totally Derek Agav. It's not really the main focus of the Sugya here. Main focus is a Seba, but Derek Agav, we've learned that when it comes to eating matzah, how much do we need to eat? And a similar thing comes up at the end of the Masechta and of Kuf Yud Tes. Amud Beis, the Gemara is talking about Hasufganin, Adufshanin, Askerita, in other Malik Reis, a man, person can eat as much as he wants before, what's it called? Before having the matzah, that's for the mitzvah. Ubilvachi Yochal Kezayis Matzah Bachroina. As long as he has a kezayis matzah at the end. At the end, and that's referring to the apikomen. So we have over here a din that a person needs to have a kezayis of matzah. You look in the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Vav. The Rambam talks in Perek Vav, the halachas of matzah. He says, mitzvahs asei min ha-Torah to eat matzah on the night of the 15th of Nisan. Like it says in the pasuk, but erev toiklu matos, you will eat matos in the evening, which means the night of the 15th of Nisan, which is what we celebrate as the Leil HaSeder. How much do you have to eat? The Rambam tells us all the way at the end of the halacha. He says, Leil chamisha asur bilvad choiva umishachal kezayis yatzei dei choiva. So Dr. Rambam, once you eat a kezayis, you are Yotze, your Chiyuv. And Magid Mishnah brings a Makar from the two Gemaras that I just pointed out. Once you eat a Kezayis, you are Yotze, your Chiyuv. The Rambam tells us the mitzvah from the Pasuk, Berav Toch Lumatos, it doesn't say Kezayis in the Pasuk. How do we know it's Shir Kezayis? The Teretz is that it says, Berav Toch Lumatos. And we know that wherever it says the lashon of achila, it means a kezayis. Achila is a kezayis. So therefore, since the Torah uses the lashon toichlu, it's teaching us that you need to have a kezayis of matzah. Once you have that kezayis, you are yotze. Okay, this is the simple introduction of the sugya from the Gemara, the Rambam, the Magid Mishnah, the Pasuk. Okay, where does it get complicated? It gets a little bit complicated in the tour. Because the tour in Siman Tov Ayin Hey, the tour is talking about the mitzvah of matzah. He's telling you what to do in the Leil HaSeder. And he says, like we saw last time already, that you have your three matzahs. You have your two shleimim, because you need Lechem Mishnah. And you have your one prusa, for the din of lechem oni, ma oni darko beprusa afkan darko beprusa afkan ye prusa. So therefore, we learn that we need to have a prusa by the Leil HaSeder. So I'm having three matzahs. Zok the tour. When I come to do the mitzvah of matzah, he says like this. He says, I'm going to read it inside Taf Ayin Hey, in the beginning of Taf Ayin Hey. He says, you take the matzahs. You have your shleim on top, you have your prusa in the middle, and you have your additional shleima on the bottom. You say hamotzi, holding all three, V'yibatzeya, and then you break the matzah. V'lo yochal, but don't eat it. Ad sheyivarech al apruso al achilas matzah. Okay? Now, v'yochal mishteihen biyachad, zok the tour. Kizayiz mikol achas. Whoa. What just happened? All of a sudden, I'm eating two kizayzim. Why am I eating two kizayzim? There's a halacha, b'erev toichlu matzahs. At the evening of the 15th of Nisan, eat matzah. Okay, so go ahead and eat matzah. How much? Achila kizayis. Very good. Okay, good. Rambam, very clear. Kizayis, yotzei yachiv. The Gemara, kizayis, yotzei yachiv. The Torah says you have to eat two kizayis. A kizayis from the top matzah and a kizayis from the bottom matzah. I mean, the middle matzah. What's going on? How did that happen? He says, and then you eat from both. Dr. Tour, the answer is because there's a machlokas, which matzah am I eating and being yotzei the mitzvah? Am I eating and being yotzei the mitzvah with the matzah of the shlema on top? Or am I eating and being yotzei the mitzvah with the matzah in the middle, the broken matzah? Zok the tour, in order to make sure that we, Mekayim, we'll call a deus, we're all yotzei, all the shitas, the tour says, I need to go ahead and eat a kizayis from both of them. Kizayis from the whole matzah and a kizayis from the middle matzah. Why? Because we just pointed out that there's a sheet that holds the mitzvah of the top matzah, there's a sheet that holds the mitzvah of the middle matzah. So what do? I need to eat the kizayis of both. Unbelievable. Comes out from the tour that now, instead of eating one kizayis, I'm eating two kizayis. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, so the Shulchan Aruch says, again, Tafayin Hesif Aleph. You hold them in your hand, Tiamotzi and Alechilas Matzah, and then break the Shlema, which is on top, and a piece from the middle Prusa, and from both of them, you dip them in salt. The Rama says, don't dip it in salt. By the way, that's because of Lechem Oni, the Rama says, right? The Mishnah Berurah explains it. It's because of Lechem Oni. And therefore, don't dip it in salt because we want it to be lechem oni. Lechem oni is without salt. So, what do? You eat yochlim be'aseiba yachad kizayis mikolachad, the Shulchan Aruch says. A kizayis from both matzahs, the top matzah and the middle matzah. Unbelievable. Now I'm eating two kizayis. So, this is the psak halacha of the Shulchan Aruch, psak halacha of the Tur. Sakalach of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah passes this way also. He took his asim. And the pshat is because we want to be yotzei both shitas. Now, this is something which there's an extra chumrah about this to try to swallow the kizayis, both kizayisim at the same time. You want to try to swallow both kizayisim simultaneously. It says in Shulchan Aruch, if you can't do that, so then you should first eat the kizayis from the, what's it called? Of the hamotzi, which is the tam matzah, and then afterwards the kizayis of the achilas matzah, the middle matzah. That's how the order you should do it. It's unbelievable. It's wild stuff. Now what's coming out is that l'chayra, according to this psak, I'm eating double the amount of matzah that I would have had to eat. Double. It's a lot of matzah. But it's not mamish double. Why? Because how much is a kizayis? How much is a kizayis? A kizayis is literally like the size of an olive, right? Danny, I don't know if you sent me that email that you're going to send about the picture of an olive, but
I just realized I didn't know. I'm sending it right now.
Oh, okay. One of my rebbeim, he's also one of the rebbeim of the Rosh Hashiva. His name is Rav Michal Shurkin. He's a Rebbe in Taras Moshe, and he came into yeshiva one day, I remember. He He said, guys, one of your chiddush? He always walks in with big chiddush. It's very exciting, you know? He comes in, guys, one of your chiddush? Listen to this chiddush. It's amazing chiddush. You ready? You want to know how big a, how much is it? What's a shir kezayis? Want to know how much, what's a shir kezayis? It's an olive. Ooh. Chiddush. Kezayis is an olive. Ooh. Anyway, there's a big discussion of what is the shir of a kezayis? What's the shir kezayis? So it literally means size of an olive. However, there's a famous opinion of the Dogel Mervava. We almost went to his kever in Prague. Right, the famous, they also wrote the note of Yehuda, the Tlach, right? From Cheska Landau, a tremendous Gadol B'Yisrael, he did an experiment and he found that when you match up the two ways of measuring the Shiurim, which are given by Chazal, so you end up with, if you measure it one way, so you end up with half of measuring the other way. Two ways that Chazal give to measure Kezayis, and it ends up being double what it's supposed to be. So one way ends up being double the other way. So what's Pshat? So he said that we have to conclude one of two things. Either that people used to be bigger, because one of the ways of measuring it is based on fingers and thumbs. He said either people used to be bigger, and that, or the pshat is that, what's it called? Or the kizaisim used to be bigger, right? So therefore he concludes that that lamaisa, we're going to suggest that the kezesim used to be bigger, because he says if people used to be bigger, we probably would have heard about people being different size and suddenly changing sizes. So therefore, he says the kezesim, the olives used to be bigger. And when Chazal tell us a shir kezayis, they're not talking about our kezayis, they're talking about that kezayis back then that they had. And therefore our shir kezayis really double the size. It's a major machlokes. Reb Chaim Noeh says, why did Chazal choose to say kezayis? Why do they say like an olive? Just say whatever the specific shear is. Give us a measurement or something or a weight. Why kezayis? The reason is because they knew that an olive would be around every generation and everybody in Klal Yisrael could just walk up to an olive and say, oh, that's the shear. They wanted to use something which was available always. And therefore, you can't say that their shear is based on that olive that they had back then, but our olive is not relevant anymore. So he wants to.
But they didn't know that the size would change. They're just like, oh, it'll be around forever, but that's it.
No, we don't assume that Chazal didn't know that the size of olive would change.
But we assume that they know it would be around forever.
Yeah.
Why?
Why would we think that Chazal? I don't understand. Why would
why does it talk about the Takash and the Torah? Oh, it's not around anymore. Okay, and what if they assumed it would be around forever? Like,
why didn't they didn't assume it would be around forever. They're the ones that told us that it's not around, right? They're the ones that told us that it was a temporary animal.
I'm saying on what basis would they assume I was around forever? I just don't understand that. Like it seems like a weird kind of like.
How did they know that it would be around forever? I don't know.
This is all they know. Fine, but like why?
Well, we can talk about it. We can talk about it, and I definitely recommend to read a little bit of my Rebbe's Sefer, Torah Chazal and Science. He talks about this topic at length. But at the end of the day, I don't want to discuss it right now in our final 4 minutes, but it definitely is a big topic, and we certainly can discuss it further. But they're saying use an olive because they say that we know it's always going to be available. This is mamish in a totally not doing justice. This is a fraction of the massive sugya of this point of kezayis. Is it bigger than what we have today? Is it smaller than what we have today? Happens to be that even today's olives, there's different sizes. You can go to the shuk and you can see like 10 different size olives in the shuk. And therefore, you don't just go by the olive that you happen to have in your house, in a can or whatever. There's all different size olives. Alcohol punning. What do we conclude based on this? The Mishnah Berurah says, and when you're dealing with the Doraisa, you need to be machmir, like the Nota Beuta, like the Dogen Vav, which means that your kezayis is double the size of what a kezayis should be. But that's only by Doraisa. By Darabanan, you could be makel and say that, no, it's the smaller shear. It's today's kezayis. How much is that practically? That is, for practical purposes, it's kezayis is 1 ounce, the small shear. Double is going to be 2 ounces. There's a lot of machlokas in a lot of different shitas. I'm just giving the basic, okay? 1 ounce, doubling it is 2 ounces. Now, basically, it's the size of half a slice of bread from the middle of the loaf. Or it's the size of a matchbox if you mush it up, right? So these are different ways of measuring it out. You can measure your matzah in advance. You can get a scale. They sell scales. I have one, actually. I bought one in a Judaica store, a farm store. They sell scales to weigh the matzah. They sell food scales all over the place for people on diets and nutrition, etc. And you can weigh, you can measure out your matzah. 1 ounce, 28 grams, basically, is going to be your shear of a smallest kezayis. Now, if we're going to follow the Shulchan Aruch, which means you need 2 kezayisim, so that means you need really 4 ounces, because 2 kezayisim, matzah doraisa, so 2 times 2 is 4, right? Because doraisa, you have to assume it's double, so you need 4 ounces. Zakt, I think it's the kula of the Be'alacha, but now I don't remember if it was Be'alacha or it was with Dov Feinstein, I forgot which one. Al-Kopanim, he mentions that since really maker a din, you only need 1 kezayis. We're eating 2 kezayisim to be yotzi kaladeos. Therefore, I can eat 2 kezayisim, which are really one of the note of Yehuda's kezayis. Right? Did you get that? One of the note of Yehuda's kezayis is 2 of our kezayisim. So what I can do is I can be yotze the 2 kezayisim of being machmir over here through eating one bigger kezayis, which is the size of 2 small kezayisim anyway. So it ends up that really I'm eating the same amount of matzah. I don't have to eat double, same amount of matzah. I'm either eating 2 kezayisim either because I'm being machmir for the size of a kezayis, or I'm eating 2 kezayisim because I'm being machmir for which matzah is the one for the mitzvah. But either way, what I'm doing is I'm having the same 2 kezayisim. Okay, that's as far as the beginning of the matzah. And the same thing again would be true as far as the matzah at the end of the Seder, because there's a machlokes rishonim, which is the matzah, which is the mitzvah doraisa. Is it the first matzah that you eat right in the beginning? Or is it the matzah that you're eating at the end, which is the apikomen? So the Rambam learns that the matzah, the apikomen, is not the doraisa. You just need that for tam matzah, the piv. So there you would be makel to just have 1 small kezayis. However, according to others, the matzah at the end is going to be the one that's doraisa, and therefore you would need to be machmir to have a larger kezayis, in which case it comes out that 2 kezayisim in the beginning, 2 kezayisim at the end, and for kairech, 1 small kezayis is enough, because that lekuli alma is not doraisa. This is mamish, very, very abridged version of the sugya of how much matzah and the shiurim that you should have. There's a lot of different numbers which are given as far as what exactly is the kezayis, etc. The amount of grams, 28 grams, and various numbers that come up. I'm just giving, you know, the basics, but there's a lot on this topic. And Bezus Shem, Lee Netter, will have another opportunity to discuss it.